I've suddenly come in for a lot of flack over my admission that I'm somewhat of a wrestling fan. I don't watch it regularly. I don't follow the storyline. If it's on TV, you know, I'll dip in a little bit. So I want to put it out there. This is a judgment-free space. What is your guilty pleasure? It could be food, it could be bad TV, it could be bad music. I particularly love bad music. Give me a call, 021-446-0567, or drop me a WhatsApp or a voice note, 072-567-1567. Let's talk about guilty pleasures here on the air this morning.
This is Cape Talk.
The president has come under quite a lot of embarrassing takes over the weekend. He was booed at the memorial or the funeral of the former Zimbabwean president, Robert Mugabe, offering mea culpas on behalf of South Africans. Towards the end, I think things looked a bit rosy for him. After that, your apology of sorts, getting some sort of applause or reaction from the crowd there. But since then, he's appointed a special envoy to deliver messages of support or apology to several heads of state and governments across Africa, you know, following weeks of these anti-immigrant protests. And meanwhile, while that's happening, he's also ditching the United Nations General Assembly that's expected to take off later this week. He's sending DIRCO Minister Naledi Pandor in his stead. Is this the right move? Is this the right message we should be sending to Africa and the rest of the world? John Stremler is the Honorary Professor of International Relations at Wits University. He joins us on the line now. Professor, thanks very much for coming on air this morning. Is this the right move by the president, dealing with local matters instead? What message does he send to foreign heads of state when they all should be gathering in New York?
I think he sends a very strong and a very positive message, even though the situation here is quite dire and justifies his canceling of the UN trip, in my view. A country is only as strong in foreign policy as it is strong at home. And attending to these issues, I think, will be fully understood. What's more, these issues, gender-based violence and anti-immigration sentiment, are global problems. All countries are racked in various ways by these problems, and I think there will be a lot of understanding, even if it in some of my colleagues in my fraternity may think, my goodness, how can he not be there when South Africa is a member of non-permanent member of the Security Council? How can he not be there to represent Africa's interests when South Africa is about to chair the African Union? But I think this was the right decision.
And of course we have, that's what a Minister for International Relations is for. That's why we have a permanent ambassador to the United Nations, to deliver or to convey South African or Pretoria sentiments to where they fall on policy issues. Has the UN become somewhat of a symbolic gesture of a gathering of heads of state around the world? And should the policy make, or should the policy people not just be attending? Should it be the ambassadors who should be doing the work there instead of what essentially is a meet and greet of foreign heads of state?
So that's a very good question, Lester, and it's a complicated one, but I'll try to be brief. You know, the UN is a collection of sovereign states, and it's very difficult to get the UN to be more than the sum of its parts because these things have to be negotiated. But soft power increasingly in the world matters, and the health of a society at home, particularly one in the global south, which we all know is very unequal economically and has many, many problems, nevertheless is a credible democracy and an important democracy. And a year ago, Cyril Ramaphosa was in New York, and that was to unveil the life-size statue of Nelson Mandela, which is at the UN headquarters now, and to convene and lead the UN summit on Mandela, peace summit on Mandela. That's really the image that South Africa ought to be cultivating, but it cannot cultivate that image credibly when it's punishing its women the way that these horrific stories of the last couple of weeks have come out, reports. And it cannot obviously represent Africa if there is violence against foreign nationals in any of our cities, and the rule of law just seems to be under duress. Robert Mugabe used to go every year to the UN General Assembly and blow hot air. South Africa has a much bigger responsibility to actually represent the values that Mandela symbolizes and that this country struggled so hard to achieve.
issues of gender-based violence, anti-immigration sentiment. This was ironically, there was some of the themes that the president had discussed or had spoken about at the unveiling of that statue of Nelson Mandela last year. But publicly, the South African government has veered away from calling this xenophobic violence, or even using a euphemism like anti-immigrant tensions. They say that this is purely criminality. But what does that special envoy say to a foreign head of state when the South African government can't even come to using the term xenophobia or anti-immigrant protests here in South Africa? Why are we then going in the first place?
Well, again, that's a provocative question because you state it rather strongly. It's much more nuanced than that. The countries that will be receiving him, whether it's the Congo or Senegal or Nigeria, Zambia, they all have their own internal problems. Africa was carved up by colonialists without regard for the indigenous communities. We have today very complex spillover effects of refugees. Human rights abuses drive refugees. Crimes against nationals drive refugees. It's a pervasive problem that really only can lend itself to building common norms and values, but also having due process to adjudicate, because some of these actions may or may not have political origins. They may be, you've got to get to the truth in these. And I think that Ramaphosa is taking the right approach here, too. And I must say that his poignant apologies to the Zimbabwean people really did turn around what was a very difficult situation for him on Saturday in Harare at that funeral. But a Mugabe is an example of what South Africa must not become, obviously. It can't be a dictatorship.
Mm. John Stremler, the Honorary Professor of International Relations at Wits University. Listening into that conversation was Vusimusi Sibanda. He's the chairperson of the Africa Diaspora Forum. Just what more does President Ramaphosa need to do, Vusimusi? He apologized on a very public platform, yes, while he was being booed in Zimbabwe. He has now sent envoys to various African countries. What does the South African government need to do to ensure African immigrants that they are in fact safe in this country and welcomed?
I think the president and the government basically have got to show that when they say that they are serious about curbing the violence against migrants, they are serious. I mean, it's just not mere, you know, public relations, in the sense that we have seen that even in the recent attacks. I know that in Coronationville we had an arrest, especially when somebody killed a native South African, and we had an arrest in Springs when another South African killed, you know, a fellow South African in defending, you know, his tenant. But as far as we know, there is not a single, you know, South African who has been arrested for the murder of the migrants that have been killed. And the government has been giving out serious disinformation or misinformation about, you know, the figures of people that have been killed, especially claiming that only 2 out of the 12, you know, that they have.
Vusimusi Sibanda, the chairperson of the African Diaspora Forum, unable to continue that conversation, then losing him in the line there. But what are your thoughts? Is this the right move by the president? Rather focusing on domestic issues. I know that on Wednesday, he has called for a joint sitting of the National Assembly and the National Council of Provinces. It's a very, very bold move to discuss the issue of gender-based violence here in the country, which has over the last few weeks gotten more attention. It's not something that has appeared suddenly over the last month or so. It's now something that's getting more and more attention. And do you think that's the right move? Rather concentrate on issues back here at home, or should he have gone to New York?